We are in Simin Shin Sadik Zayin, the halachas of Tchumin. We are up to Sif Hei, and we'll be doing Hei through Tes. Sif Hei, Masra L'Roa. The halacha is that your animals are not allowed to be taken out of your Tchum Shabbos. What happens if you gave your animals to a shepherd? Afilu Nosnu Lo B'Yontiv, even if you gave him your animals on Yontiv itself. Hareyu Karagle Haroa. The halacha is that we give them the tchum of the shepherd, not of the owner. Why is that? Because our assumption was that you thought about it Erev Yontif, and it says if you had in mind to put it in his rishus. Now, what happens if there are two shepherds in the city? So if you always give it to the same shepherd, we could say that you had das for that. But if you alternate, so we would say that we don't know what you had das for Erev Yontif, and as a result of it, it would not go by the roa. There we would go l'chumra. You could only take that animal in a place where all the roim in town are allowed to go. So if one made Erev Tchumen on one side, one made Erev Tchumen on the other side, you couldn't take it out of the city altogether. The Masra l'shnei roim areyu karagle baleha mipnei shelo kana mehem. So the case where you actually gave it to two roim, you gave it to two different roim. The halachi is that according to the machaber, you go by the owner, and the mishtaber brings down that when you give it to two roim on erev Shabbos, then we go l'chumra that you cannot leave the tchum of both of them. Sivav shor shel petem. A force-fed shor, an ox that was really meant to be sold for shchita. Karagle mishalokol l'shachto b'yontiv. You had in mind to give it to whoever will buy it to shechter on yontiv, so it becomes part of his tchum. V'cheinim shachtu b'olav b'yontiv u'machru b'sor k'alechem y'alokim molach manas l'makam shu holach. The halachi is, if you shech the animal on yontiv and you sell its meat, everyone's allowed to go into their tchum, because we say you had in mind to sell it. Now the halachi is in the case of a shor shel petem, it was normal to sell it from city to city. So it's even if you have someone buys it and he lives in a different city, we go by the tchum he's got from that other city. Sivzayin shor shel roa karagle anshe osair. Let's say you have a shepherd who sells animals to be eaten on yontif, to be shechted and eaten on yontif. There the halacha would be that it only goes by the people of that city. A shor petem you would sell even to strangers, whereas a shor that's made for achila you only sell for the locals, to the locals. Sifches kelim am yuchodim leechod miyachim shebabayis. You have a house and all the kelim really literally belong to everybody equally, but there are certain kelim that I know one brother uses and the others don't use. Hareim karaglof, so they get his tchum. Whereas if it's not something that only one uses, it's something shared by everybody equally, so there the halachi is that you go l'chumra by a place where everybody can walk. So once again, if one made an erev on one side and one on the other side, you can only walk in the middle where both of them overlap. Siftes Shnayim Shesholu Chaluk Zelelech Bo Shachris Zelelech Bo Arvis. Two people borrowed something to wear. One wants to wear it in the morning, the other one in the afternoon. Doesn't mean Arvis at night, it means the afternoon. Lo Yolichenu Olamakum Sheshneim Echon Lelech. The halach is it gets caught between the tchum of both of them, and you can only carry it in the overlap. Vim ir of Zelah Sofa Paim Lamizor, Zelah Sofa Paim Lamarvli, Zenim Komo. And if each of them made an erev outside the city to the limit in the opposite direction, so the two have no overlap, so the halach is you can't carry it away from where it is.